column starts and then bring the forces in. You just got to have a blood test.
Scare them off.
Right.
Let me say the reason I wanted to talk to
better through a command and power.
sanitary system. So, we have not had as well time and coordination in those areas where the Dixon Dock and all the close coordination of our forces such as Korea. And we're going to pull this thing all together and strengthen it. And we can administer the detailed day-to-day administration of the military assistance, both state, local, national, and whatever's involved, from here just as well as from South Tom. And so on. That's it all up. The only question I see is whether Unified Command of Panama Canal can, in fact, be more effective in our political diplomatic dealing with South America than an organization here in Washington. And I think the latter has a better chance of doing the job. And that's really my recommendation. That's the
you adopt the other side.
Yes, Mr. President. The Joint Chiefs were unanimous from the outset in the feeling that Southcom has established an excellent rapport with all of Latin America in an area where, as you mentioned, we frequently find military people at the head of their government. I think there are five so now, and incidentally about six graduates of the Inter-American Defense College have ended up presidents down there. Also, we see the changes taking place with the Indian Chile and the increased Russian presence and the problems we're going to have with the law of the sea, the 200-mile limit and so on. And we just felt because of the nature of the area that perhaps this wasn't the time to perhaps indicate that we were reducing our interest in Latin America, or that we were weakening our ties with Latin America.
You feel what you're feeling on that day. You don't think that, you don't buy the argument that that would indicate that we were reducing our interest in our ties to Latin America, particularly with the military. Well, let me say this. I have a personal resolve, and I'm sure you agree, that in all the misery that they would be having down here, that well, you've got jackasses like Velasco and all the
which are same time, take some action so we can make it clear that we are running the community of close attention to our fence and that's a second order.
Mr. President, I think I'd be less than frank if I didn't say that the chief is concerned about the trend that's apparent now of moving the missions and mags under the embassies rather than under the defense department. And that was also a factor in our thought that it would be better to retain the relationship that we have now between the unified commander and the missions. And then so we could maintain this continuous rapport with the Latins. It's really, we didn't view it as a problem of hemisphere defense so much. I mean, it was rather than this long-range contact with the Latins, because I believe as time goes on, and that we will see an increased Soviet communist presence in this area, and we will have a military problem in the future, but I think it's very important that we maintain close contact with these people. And furthermore, Dave's making this problem. We've been very short-sighted, in my view, with respect to military sales. For instance, we have forced them, in essence, to go to Europe and buy destroyers and buy jet aircraft and so on, and this has far-ranging effects here. So we just thought that during this transition period, which is taking place in the 70s, that it might be better not to make any change that they may interpret incorrectly. Development of fractional orbital missiles and things of that kind. I think in the future, they're going to have more and more impact on our overall security and our overall economy.
How do we handle that kind of
Well, we have it.
That's a different situation.
Yes, a little different situation. Now, the only country in Africa that gets any assistance worth the name is Ethiopia. So we don't consider that Africa is really
talking.
Yes, sir.
God. That place is.
That's in connecting our communication station.
We need the fireballs from Mobutu. See, the sixth tribe was responsible for Africa before, and that wasn't necessary. We reoriented the responsibility there for better training, which is much better as far as the management of military training. And that left the sixth tribe with the restructured posture just to provide readiness to deliver forces to the active commands wherever they might be. And we would propose to handle the such aid as there is in Africa, which is mostly the internal security of the centers, any with the same or shape as trying.
That presents no problem, sir.
Right. Now this is always a matter of special play on the other subject. I think you ought to should have taken the stride this magazine expose of the general, the helicopter, and so forth and so on. The speech of wrestling.
Okay.
Is that your policy?
Yes, sir.
I see, and it's, we just can't get into the business of returning every damn thing that happens. This in a war without uniforms anyway, it's pretty damn hard to show who shot John, you know?
Yes, sir, I agree.
Who John was.
You're right.
Well, looking back on it, it certainly would have been better to accept this on a lower key. And
yeah.
Except we to the families and go over there and got a bit up and tried to get it.
I think the real problem was that when we were in my own, we took my lay over here in November of last year. Everybody was all concerned about my lay, you know, set up a president's commission and so forth, so we decided to do it here. Well, under the heat of the time, there were demonstrations and the rest, we thought it would be right. And the best thing we've done is to leave it the hell out there and let it be handled as a military thing. What's that? Press squeal out enough as it is. But on this one, just use the lawyer's tactic. Take your time, look at the name, look a hell of a long time.
Yes, sir. Well, when we found out that this was a possibility, this general was involved, was moved out of Washington because of that.
Yeah, good.
I didn't think it would be
good.
Desirable to have him.
Good. You know, don't have him here really had a question. Badger, so forth and so on.
Well, we just have to support this. It's better to see the military justice and we can see that.
And also, they've got us, we've got us to support that, but we also have to support the military too. It's running down the military is basically that they're really sharp in the proposition. Of course, drive.